So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, I am back. Good to be here. I honestly wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do the show again this week. I know I missed it the week before last, and I apologize for that, so I really didn't want to have to do that again, but I just had so much stuff going on. It was just absolutely crazy. Have you ever had so much bad news come through that when you get some not-so-bad news, you're actually happy to hear it? It's almost like getting good news. Oh, my goodness. Thursday morning, I left out to do my route, and my brakes just started grinding. Now, see, when my front brakes go out, they make absolutely no noise until they're completely gone. So I just had barely started the ride. I was like, oh my God. And then about that time, I noticed my check engine light was on, and the car was running really rough. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and the shop didn't open until 8. So I'm like, oh my God. So I managed to limp the thing back home, waited for a couple hours till the shop opened, was there waiting when it opened. And the guy recognized me, so he came over, shook my hand. He said, what's wrong? And I told him. He said, all right. So I didn't get out of there until 1 o'clock. I had to get a new coil put in and, of course, the brakes. $480. Well, it was $478 plus change. Close enough, $480. So I get out of there, get going down the road, get about a mile and a half away, and it starts shimmying again, and the light comes back on us. Oh my God, I turned around and went back. They took it for a test drive. It wouldn't do it. It wouldn't do it. It wouldn't do it. I got in there, took the mechanic with me. It wouldn't do it. So I got back on the road, ran my route, and it started to do it a little bit a couple times, but it was getting better, and the light wouldn't come on. So I thought, well, you know, maybe there's some water in the gasoline or something like that. So I finished up my route 7 hours late. Got my papers, went home, got everything bagged up. Now I get up, 3 o'clock in the morning, head up the road because that route is about 30 miles away. And immediately, as soon as I turned the car on, check engine light came on and it just started shaking again. Oh my God. But I ran it up to the town, started doing my route, and it was bad. So I had to come back and wait until it opened again. So I said, still doing it. So they put it on. He came out, he said, well, yeah, it was the coil was bad. He said, I really should have told you yesterday. I mean, I told you the plugs were bad, but I really should have insisted that I do it. He said, but that was my fault, so I won't charge you the labor for taking the manifold back off and all that, just for the plugs and all that. And by the way, that noise you got under your hood, your serpentine belt is bad, and the adjuster pulley, the tension pulley, is bad. That needs to be done, too. So they dropped me off at my house. I waited all day. Finally got my car back at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I haven't run any of this route except for one neighborhood, okay? So now, it's another $484. So I've spent almost $1,000 in 2 days on this POS. And this is Friday. Still haven't run my route. I got a gun show all weekend. So now I got to run the route, come home, got to load the car up for the gun show, and then do the gun show. I said, no, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. I am not fighting traffic to go do that. So I said, well, I'll load the car. I'll do the gun show on Saturday, get off on Saturday. I'll run my route at night. Nobody will be any the wiser, because if they call in, it's going to be over the weekend. They're not going to get the calls until Monday, and I will explain what happened and that I did run them on Saturday night. So that's finally what happened. But on the way back up to finish my route on Friday, my check engine light came on again. Or on Saturday. Saturday. Check engine light came back on again. I was like, oh my God. It was running fine, but the check engine light was on. So first thing Monday morning, go back to the mechanic, and he's just shaking his head. He said, what's the matter? I said, it's running great, but the check engine light's on. I got to get this car inspected. Now, you worked on it, but you know the light's on. Can you pass it? Because it was off when you first started. He said, no. He said, let me run a diagnostic on it. Well, he ran the diagnostic on it, and it came back. It had something to do with the airflow going in, probably a bad oxygen sensor. And he said the fact that when I cleaned my air filter the last time, it was one of those K&N air filters where you can spray the cleaner on there. Well, I didn't have any. So I used some carbon choke cleaner. And I told him that. His eyes got about as big as silver dollars. I said, mistake? He said, yeah. So he reset it for me. I said, so it's good. I can go get an air filter. And he said, yeah. He said, that may just be all it is. So I went, got an air filter, went home, changed my headlight, put a shim in the door to keep the door jar light from coming on, went over to the inspection place and had it inspected. I pull in and say, I need an inspection. Well, everybody knows my car there, because that's the place that worked on my car when, as I told you a couple years ago, I had the incident with the window tinting where I went to the state of North Carolina, pointed out the fact that it was legal even though it was illegal, and they had to rewrite their legislation based on my observation. So he goes, well, I'll pass the inspection, but I can't pass that window tinting in the back. I said, well, sure you can. I lift up the hatchback, and I showed him. I said, I've already peeled off the bottom. I said, I peel it right here. He goes, oh, don't worry about that. He goes, I'm not going to be that much of a stickler. He goes, I see what you've done. I said, yeah, I mean, I leave out of here. I get pulled over. I said, you know, it passed inspection. You can see I can put the siren off. I did it myself. It's not the mechanic's fault. Everything's good. He went ahead and did the inspection. He said, I'm going to pass you. He said, but you had two items. Oh, my God. He said, your emergency brake is a little loose, and your tread on your right front tire is right about there. He said, but I see you got the mic in the car. I know you do a lot of driving. So yeah, I put out papers, and I go through tires like literally every 2 months, if that. I said, I really, really appreciate it. So we backed the car out. He says, it's going to be $30. I said, here's 40. Just give me $5 back. Thank you very much. So I gave him $5 for his trouble. But that's what I'm saying. After so much bad news, just to get that not so bad news, I was just ecstatic that it didn't cost me the money that I no longer have, because that $1,000 is all my reserve cash to get an oxygen sensor put in. So I'll tell you, folks, just one thing after another. And sometimes it just happens. And, you know, as irate as I was on Friday afternoon and everything, it's just the point now. It's like, what's the point? So I'm just kind of taking things through and doing the show here. So it's good to be back. I'm glad that I had enough time now that I was able to get the show done this week. But as I did point out, I did the gun show this past weekend, and I did awesome. I sold one book for the entire weekend. Yep. So not only did I not even make any money, I didn't even pay for my table. Table was $65. I made $15. That's kind of inverted math there. It doesn't quite work. But amazingly, I wasn't terribly upset about that either. I guess it's to the point where, oh, well, it's all gone. I just, you know, what the high. So it was interesting, though. Every now and then, I do see people that I haven't run into for a long time. And I was standing at my table, and these two guys came up, and one of them's like over 6 feet, now bald, looked like he was in his mid-40s. And he came up and he kind of looked at me and he just said, Tom? I said, yeah. He said, hey, it's Nate, Steve's friend when he was a kid. I was like, oh my God, this kid, or this guy, he's in his probably 43 years old now, used to come and climb the beech tree in my backyard when he was a kid. And the last time I saw him, he was still a teenager, and now he's bald. So I'm like feeling really old now. But the good news is, I still look better than he does. So I guess I got that going for me, which is nice. So with that, let me get to the meat and potatoes of the show. I'm going to start here talking a little bit about voting, because there's been a lot going on recently dealing with the topic of voting, whether you realize it or not. Most of the problems that we have with illegal immigration are because of voting demographics. That's why California is so screwed up. All these places with sanctuary cities, the sanctuary states, they have these illegals coming in, and not just the illegals, but you're getting a lot of people coming across the southern border who are always going to vote left. And pretty much, I mean, the left has been doing this purposefully in a way to kind of hijack the vote. And wanting to get illegals in there to vote, it's horrible. But the fact of the matter is that even a lot of your legal immigrants are still going to go and vote for the Democrats. I'll get into that shortly. But in addition to that, what I want to talk about here is they're trying their darndest to reduce the age to vote. And they're basically going to allow children the right to make adult decisions, which is completely wrong. This is a horrible idea. I mean, it's good for the children, but really, really bad for this country. You know, it's something that's going to benefit the Democrats, because typically your younger voters are going to vote for the Democrats because they hand stuff out. And kids are still gullible, even at 18. So you drop it to 16, they're going to feel sorry for everybody, and they're going to vote for the people who are going to make it better for the world. So we gotta make sure that doesn't happen. Once we do regain control of the House, the Senate, and the White House next year, we got to get in there and change the voting guidelines. I mean, the Democrats, like I said, they want to drop the voting age. But what we actually need to do is to make some new criteria for registering to vote that needs to be instilled. And we will have the opportunity, and it's probably going to be the only time that we can do. It's going to have to be voted on and signed into law in the next term, preferably in the first 2 years in case something changes again. But let me give you what I would say these new criteria for being allowed to vote are. Now, one of these three must be met for you to be able to vote. First of all, only net taxpayers will be allowed to vote. Nobody that's on welfare or government workers. Number two, raise the voting age, not lower it, but raise it to 21. Most people move toward the right as they begin to experience real life. Now, if the gun age is raised to 21, then you gotta raise the voting age as well. And also the age of serving in the military. You know, I've said this time and time and time again about the drinking age. If you're old enough to fight and die for your country at 18, you're old enough to drink. If you're that responsible to die, you're that responsible to drink. You're that responsible to own a gun. If you're going to raise the gun age and the drinking age to 21, then you also need to raise the voting age to 21. That's only fair. Now, the third one is to require home or land ownership or to be married. Now, both of those show maturity and rational thinking. So you have to either be a net taxpayer, you have to be 21, or you have to own a home or property or be married. I think those are very simple, and I think they're very fair. But additionally, we need to stop all non-white immigration because they tend to vote Democrat. See, lower educated people are always going to vote for the party that gives them free stuff. Hey, look, man, I left my sewer. I came to the U.S. I got free food, housing, and medical, dude. You know, non-whites also tend to be less educated, and they bring nothing to the table except a knife and a fork for their free handouts. Now, once we stop the influx of non-whites immigrating to the U.S. and we fix the voting system, we can regain control of this nation peacefully. I doubt that will happen, so after it is taken back by force if necessary, then those criteria can be instilled whether they like it or not. Now, see, you got to look at the right versus the left more like a cat versus a mouse. Mice are rodents. And rodents are essentially furry parasites that consume the fruits, and in this case the grains, of the labor of others. Well, cats consume the rodents. So it's time that we started consuming the progressives, either by voting them out of office or removing them in a coup. This country cannot continue in the direction that it's been going for the past 50 years. Just in the past 20 years, Since the turn of the new millennium, we have seen things go from bad to worse, even under Bush, who was supposed to be a Republican. He was nothing but a Republican in name only, a rhino. Then Barack insane Obama got in there and took us down the rabbit hole even further. You know, we went through Wonderland a long time ago. We're somewhere on the other side of Oz. This country has gone so far that had it not been for Donald Trump, it would have been pretty much unsavable. Barack insane Obama himself said that we better get used to this new economy. It's never going to be back to the way it was. Well, newsflash, folks, Donald Trump has turned this country around, and got to sing the praises for the man, whether you like him or not. He is a good businessman, and he is applying good business economics to this country. So we have the opportunity, but the window is very narrow. I feel confident that Donald Trump will be reelected in 2020. I feel confident that we will regain the House and retain the Senate. And we will have a good, solid 2 years to get this stuff done. And being a lame duck president, if he has both the House and the Senate, there's absolutely no reason why they should not work together, particularly if the House has been purged and the Senate has been also purged considerably of these liberal politicians, these progressives who are trying to destroy this country and take it down and turn it into a socialism and eventually a communism. This stuff never works, but these people never learn. The left never learns. The Democrats never learn. The liberals never learn. The communists never learn. They do this over and over and over again, and always their countries fail. Their economies fail. Their people revolt. They rebel. They take their countries back. And still, people come in and try and take the greatest nation in the world and run it down by instilling socialist and even outright communist values. This country cannot sustain itself that way. You know this. I know this. Pretty much everybody with a brain out there knows this, which of course does not apply to liberals because most of them have just a bunch of mush inside their skull where a brain should be because of the way that they have been raised in these government institutionalized learning facilities where they have been brainwashed into thinking that this crap is good. It's not. It's not good. It's not good at all. It's very, very bad. Well, producer George is violently waving his paws around, kind of looks like a windmill there, letting me know that it's time for a break. And I do apologize. The past many, many, many shows, I've been going beyond where I typically break by several minutes, and it's been driving poor producer George crazy. So got to take a break here. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. When I come back, I want to discuss the Epstein suicide, or his supposed suicide. Be right back.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. I am back, and as promised, I want to go over some of this stuff about Epstein here. Now, this whole suicide thing, it doesn't sound right. I mean, the guy had already been charged and convicted for some of this stuff before, so it was almost like double jeopardy. And he really stood a good chance of getting off on this, so it really doesn't make any sense for him to have committed suicide. Now, first of all, he was removed from suicide watch. Now, if he had supposedly attempted to commit suicide the week before, why would you take someone off of suicide watch and then get rid of their cellmate? Which is what happened. The guy that was with him, he was like an ex-cop, a really, really big guy that had beaten a bunch of people up. So he was removed from the cell, and Epstein was removed from suicide watch. That doesn't make sense. I mean, that's almost like leaving an opening. Just a perfect opening. Now, he had a broken neck that supposedly he received from hanging himself with the bedsheet. But it's also the same type of a broken neck that you can get from strangulation. Now, I do know that the coroner has ruled that this was actually a suicide, that he was not killed by strangulation. However, As I get into more of this on who may have been involved, that may make some more sense. Now, third, both the guards were asleep. That doesn't make any sense. Well, in a way it does, because they were all working overtime. One guy was forced to work overtime, whether he wanted to or not. They were way behind on the amount of staff that they had. So it could be that they fell asleep, but I would be interested to see what was in what they had eaten and drank, what they had consumed within the previous 12 hours, because they may very well have been drugged. That would have been very, very convenient. Now, we have this Clinton Association. We do know that Bill Clinton rode on his jet planes, probably went to his fantasy island. Now, was he involved? And if so, that does lend credence to what I was saying before about this broken neck and how it was ruled as a suicide. How many people mysteriously died when Bill Clinton was president? Hundreds. They were all ruled accidental deaths or suicides. And it's just a bunch of crap. This man got away with so much stuff that it is not beyond any stretch of the imagination to think that he might have been involved with this. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Did Jeff Epstein maybe shoot himself in the back of the head after he hanged himself? Just wondering here. And oh, speaking of Clinton, have you heard about this oil painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress that was found in Epstein's Manhattan apartment after he supposedly committed suicide? They went through and they were going through all of his effects. And there's a pic of Clinton where he's posing very provocatively in a blue dress. And the man had to have known it was there. And let's just say he didn't. Okay, that tells you just one more thing about Epstein. But what it kind of tells me is that birds of a feather tend to flock together. And it would not surprise me one bit whatsoever if he was somehow involved in this. I'm not outright saying he was, but it would not surprise me in the least. Now, finally, I want to go over what happened with the stock market last week, because it was kind of an indication of something I've been talking about. Now, if you remember, folks, I told you a while back, I predicted that there would be a crash sometime around the elections. And what we saw last week, it was just a simple inversion. It was like a thousandth of 1% going the wrong way, and the media just seized upon this. And they literally ran with it. They were responsible for all the panic that went on in the market. Now, this, in my opinion, was just a dry run for the real thing that's going to happen 12 to 14 months down the road. I think this was a dry run to see how people would react, just like I think Ruby Ridge and Waco were ways to see how the American people would react to what the government was doing at a time. Now, this is just one more reason why the media needs to be reeled in. Because a simple report like this, whether it's true or false, it had just huge waves throughout not only our economy, but the economies of all the nations in the world, except maybe the nations in Africa or something. But along with all the outright false reporting and the made-up stories that they make, this fake news, it's got to stop. It's got to stop, folks. Now, as a result of all this, whether it was real or contrived, silver and gold are going up again. Now, we've seen silver. I don't really pay attention to gold. It's been going too, but I have enough silver that I check the markets several times a day. But silver has gone up $3 within the past 2 months. And it's just after this happened, it jumped up again. And the more talk you have of a false crash looming, the more it's going to climb. People are going to continue to dump their stocks for cash and bonds and precious metals. Now, once the fear does pass, I mean, prices are going to come back down again because people are going to realize, you know, it's not going to happen. It was just a false alarm. But when that does, that will be the last time that it drops before it goes up again when they do crash the economy. So that is going to be the time to buy. If you didn't listen to me last year and pay attention to what I said, or once again, when I reminded you a few months back when it was in the mid-14s per ounce for silver. Now, back then, I was able to get 10 ounces at $1 over spot, which is very unusual. I went to a coin shop that I deal with quite frequently, and it was in the mid-14s. I only paid $153 for it. So pay attention when you see them doing this. That's what you want to look for. That's what I did. I seized on the opportunity, and I got it. I told you, I check silver prices several times a day, sometimes as many as 15 times a day, just to monitor the trends. Now, do you get bullion or do you get coins? I've gone over this briefly before. I'll do it, well, less than briefly. I've gone over it significantly before. I'll go over it briefly right now. You want bullion in like 5 and 10 ounces or 100 ounces if you're investing for the long term to make money on it. Now, if you're going to do it for an SHTF scenario, then you're going to want silver coins, or you're going to want 1 ounce bars that are thin enough that you can cut them into pieces with a pair of tin snips. But I'm telling you, this is going to be your last chance to purchase any amount of silver before the crash that I say is going to come within the next 12 to 14 months. If I am wrong, I will tell you, hey, I was wrong, but I don't think I am. It's coming. And it's going to be orchestrated by the left as a way to try and defeat Donald Trump. As just one more country that we have to take this country back by any means necessary. I do this show for a reason, folks, and it's not just to listen to myself talk. It's to share vital information with you. So on that note, I am out of time for this week. I will be back next week, hopefully. So until then, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you hate. Anything you want me to go over, just any kind of feedback whatsoever, please feel free to get in touch with me and do so. So until then, my friends, as always, stay alive, stay free, stay awake, but stay tuned because I will be back next week with more of the same thing. You take care. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.